The Senate will come to order. Senator Murphy.
Good morning, Mr. President. I impose a call of the Senate.
The Senate is now under call. I know. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and that the Sergeant at Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, will you be so kind as to stand? In our tradition, we will begin with a prayer, and today's chaplain is Rabbi Esther Adler from Mount Zion Temple in St. Paul. As a gentle reminder, following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In my tradition, study is considered a form of prayer, so I'm going to begin this morning with a brief teaching. In synagogues everywhere this morning, we are reading the section of Exodus, chapters 18 through 20, that contains the Ten Commandments. You've probably heard of them. But just before the Ten Commandments in Exodus 18, there's an interesting interaction between Moses and his father-in-law, Jethro. Moses, who has been leading this weary, unruly group of former slaves through the wilderness, he's overwhelmed by all the people seeking his advice and adjudication of their disputes. Jethro sees this, and in chapter 18, verse 21, he says to Moses, "You will surely wear yourself out as these people and these people as well, for the task is too heavy for you. You cannot do it alone. Find capable, trustworthy individuals and let them share the burden with you." You, the people in this chamber, are like Moses, bearing the burden of this weary, unruly, good group of people called the people of Minnesota. I pray that none of you ever has to bear this burden alone. This is a chamber full of capable, trustworthy individuals. I pray that God bless all of you with wisdom, compassion, and courage, with the humility to ask for help in bearing the burden, and the generosity and grace to offer it. May we all go from strength to strength. Amen.
Thank you, members. The secretary will take the roll.
Abler, Anderson, Barr, Bolden, Carlson, Champion, Clark, Coleman, Swadzinski, Dames, Dibble, Dornick, Dreheim, Drazkowski, Duckworth, Eichhorn, Farnsworth, Fattay, Frentz, Green, Grunhagen, Gustafson, Hochschild, Herr, Hoffman, Housley, Howe, Jasinski, Johnson, Johnson-Stewart, Klein, Coran, Kroon, Kunish, Kupek, Lang, Letts, Liskey, Limmer, Lucero, Mann, Marty, Matthews, May Quaid, McEwen, Miller, Mitchell, Muhammad, Murphy, Nelson, Umuverbaten, Pappas, Pa, Port, Pratt, Putnam, Rarick, Rasmussen, Rest, Seeberger, Utke, Weber, Wiesenberg, Westland, Westrom, Wickland, Zhang.
Members, a quorum is present. Members, if you would like to follow along, I'm reading from our Senate agenda, which is dated Thursday, February 13th. We will begin at the second order of business, executive and official communications. The following communications were received and referred as indicated. Members, we will now proceed to the fifth order of business. I'm calling on Senator Murphy for a motion to adopt the committee report. Senator Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of a report pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members will now go back to Senator Murphy on the motion to lay the appointments on the table. Senator Murphy.
Mr. President, I move that the committee report pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, to that motion, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members will now proceed to the sixth order of business. Second reading of Senate bills. The secretary will read the Senate file number.
Senate file number 1075.
The Senate file has been given its second reading. Members will now proceed to the eighth order of business. The eighth order of business is introduction and first reading of Senate bills. The bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the following changes. Members, if you go to page 16, Senate file number 1409 will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. Members, if you now go to page 17, You'll see Senate file number 1416, which will be referred to the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety. Members, as I indicated, the bills listed on today's introduction calendar are given their first reading and referred as indicated with the above reference changes. Members will now proceed to the ninth order of business. The ninth order of business is motions and resolutions. We will adopt the author's motions as one motion. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we have some individual motions that will be done. I'm now calling on Senator Barr. Senator Barr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move that Senate File 896 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation. This is my bill. I have spoken to both chairs, and they are amenable to the change.
Thank you, Senator Barr. Senator Barr moves Senate File number 896 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education Finance and re-referred to the Committee on Transportation. On that motion, any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Senator Wicklin. Senator Wesselin. I said Wicklin. Senator Wesselin. The W's got me there. Senator Wesselin.
Thank you, Mr. President. You know us W's all look alike. Mr. President, I move that Senate File 986 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education Policy and re-referred to the Committee on Education Finance. It is my bill, Mr. President. I have consulted with both of the chairs who approve.
Any other discussion on Senator Wesselin's motion? Seeing none, Senator Wesselin moved that Senate File number 986 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education Policy and re-referred to the Committee on Education Finance. All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, we will now proceed to the 13th order of business. I'm sorry, before we do that, we're going to do the Senate Resolution number 12. Senate Resolution number 12 will be referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration. No action required. Now we will proceed to the 13th order of business, which is announcements of Senate interest. Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, earlier this week, we lost a former member of the Minnesota Senate. Not only was Bob Kierlin a former state senator, but he was a husband, a father, an entrepreneur, active member of the community, and simply put, Bob was an incredibly brilliant person. Bob was born and raised in Winona. He graduated from Cotter High School and then from the University of Minnesota. In 1967, he founded Fastenal Company and later took the company public in 1987. Today, Fastenal is a global leader in industrial supplies. Bob, together with his wife Mary, made philanthropy a priority in the Winona community and far beyond. From the Hiawatha Education Foundation to the BK 5K, to the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, and his latest project, Minnesota Masterpiece Hall, which is currently under construction, to so many other wonderful causes, Bob's legacy will forever be woven into the fabric of what makes Winona such a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Bob, thank you so much for making a difference in my life and the lives of so many others. May you rest in peace, my friend.
Members, Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also rise to commemorate former Senator Bob Kierlin, who I served with He was on my committee when I chaired the Education Committee, and when we took the committee down to Winona State, he very graciously hosted us at his house. And then over the years, when the Bonding Committee would also be touring in Winona, he would host us at his restaurants called Signatures. And the reason it was called Signatures is he had collected literally signatures on pieces of art and other items of very famous people, and it was displayed in his lovely restaurant. It was he and his lovely wife, Mary, were always so, so gracious to us and such great hosts, and I just want to say may his memory be a blessing.
Members, in light of this loss, would you be so kind as to stand and join me in a moment of silence? Thank you, members. Members, we are still under the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interests. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Bowden, Senator Fatte, Senator Friends, Senator Port, Senator Anderson, and Senator Housley. Any other announcements of Senate interests? Members, after we do the motion to adjourn, can you please remain in your seats, because we are going to turn then to Senator Johnson, who wants to recognize someone in the gallery. So if you'd be so kind as to stay in the gallery after the motion to adjourn. Senator Murphy, for a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Monday, February 17th at 11 a.m.
Any discussion to that motion? All in favor say aye. All those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate is now adjourned until Monday. Senator Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you, members. I'd just like you to turn your attention to the gallery. I've got Lieutenant Colonel R.P. Dameron, his wife, Amaray, his sons, Colton, Blake, and McCoy, and daughter, Amory, up there. Lieutenant Colonel Dameron and his family recently moved to Northwest Minnesota, my district, after serving several years at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., supporting the Joint Chiefs of Staff there. He was then assigned to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and he chose Minnesota to make home for him and his family. So very proud to have him up in Northwest Minnesota. So Lieutenant Colonel Dameron and family, welcome to St. Paul. If you would stand for a second. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your service and sacrifice to the United States of America and this great state. Thank you, guys. And thank you, everybody.
Members, you are adjourned. Thank you so very much.